Cool. How y'all doing? Everybody good? Sweet, sweet. I was reading this news story from Australia where this woman has finally been charged in connection with the death of three people. She's been charged for murder of three people who died after they ate lunch at a lunch party she threw. And when they arrested her, she was like, how am I supposed to know what's poison and what's not poison? You know what I mean? Like, it could be anything. Why couldn't the meal be so good that they died? Did anybody think of that? And the more that I read about the story, it was baffling. So it turns out everybody, just about everybody at the lunch party were her ex-husband's relatives. So yeah, I think you might have done it. Wow, that's crazy. I know some of y'all out here love staying friends with your exes and stuff, but if I ever have an ex-wife, and one day, randomly in July, she's like, how about you and your whole family come? And eat a meal I cook while I watch. I'm gonna have to decline all the poisoning. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I don't care. I don't care what type of apple flavors you make it. You're not killing me, okay? You know? And the only reason the husband's still alive is at the last minute he couldn't make it. So he was also gonna be there. And then he was like, sorry, got held up at work. Then he lived. That feels crazy, you know? They say revenge is a dish best served beef Wellington. And I loved it, though, because it was such a weird story. And then imagine your alibi being like, y'all know I can't cook. Like, what is your plan here, man? You all ever have that person in your life that's like the dumbest person you know? Like, just top to bottom, you're like, how are you still alive? You know what I mean? You just won't even understand how they function. You know, it's like, you made it this far, and yesterday couldn't have been easier than today. How do you keep racking up days consecutively? I know a dude that I won't even call him a friend. I know a dude that is the most unsuccessful drug dealer I've ever met in my life. This is absolutely astounding. How do you fail at selling drugs to people who very much want drugs? Like, they would like drugs very much until they meet you. That is crazy. What kind of bad vibes are you putting out that someone on crack is like, you know what? I'll wait. That's insanity. How'd you take the urgency out of drugs? It's truly wild. I've never seen anything like it. He honestly cleaning up the streets. Everybody he tries to sell to don't want it. I'm like, you're making the neighborhood safer by the day. You really need to work for the DARE program or the police. Somebody where you can make money by being bad at what you do. It's astounding. I told him, I was like, you need to do something else with your life. This is clearly not your calling, all right? You know, because when you're good at selling drugs, if you're good enough, they'll make movies about you, they'll make TV shows about you. His movie would be 8 minutes. It would be him haggling for the price of meth with somebody and then them being like, you know what, keep it, and then just walking away. I told him, I was like, you need to do something else, and he got all defensive. You know, he was like, you putting it all on me. It's not all me, you know? This dude actually said to me, he's like, can I borrow a couple dollars till I get paid? I'm like, there's no payroll. Like, you sell drugs and you'll be paid. I'm not giving you money, because then you'll literally have to pay me back with drug money. That's insane. Now I'm part of the operation. I don't want to have anything to do with this. He's always so defensive, like, you putting it all on me. It's not all me, okay? It's this economy. I'm like, no, you don't get to say that. No one smoking crack is saving up for a house. devastating. I also had, okay. Y'all know what the ick is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, in case you don't know what the ick is, in case you don't have TikTok, the ick is when you are infatuated with someone. You really like them, and then they do something. It's usually something innocuous, something that's very particular. And then it just turns you off. You lose that infatuation, and hence the ick. You don't want to be with them anymore. Like, if you went on a date with someone, and then on the date, they were eating, and they were, like, slurping their soup extra hard, and now you don't want to be with a whole person because they use their mouth. You know what I mean? Like, just... Everyone always talks about what their ick is, you know? Or what they don't like, what gave them the ick. But nobody ever talks about being the ick. Have you noticed that? It's like, it's always about what bothers me. It's never people just admitting that they did something. Like, I'll be vulnerable for a second. I've been the ick before. And there's nothing like watching yourself be the ick in the woman's face. It's the saddest. It's genuinely horrible. Because it's like, once again, I'm not a bad person. I'm not doing anything crazy or gross. I'm just, I did whatever I did, and now we both like, oh, yeah. I'll give you some examples. I used to live in Chicago, right? And when I lived there, I was... My life was not great. I was very broke. I remember I had gone on this date, and the date was fantastic. We had a great time. She even came back to my place. We're sitting on my bed. She's clearly going to spend the night. It's definitely about to happen. But I had work in the morning, so I just wanted to make sure that I had set my alarm for work and that I plugged my phone in so it didn't die, right? But the way that my bed was... The way that my bed was, the plug for the outlet was slightly behind the bed, okay? So now I'm trying to reach and plug it in, but I'm also trying to maintain this eye contact, this vibe that we have going. So now I'm trying to plug it in, but I'm not looking and I can't find it, right? And so I'm just watching her slowly get more and more disappointed as I'm trying to plug this in. And I can't, and I'm talking my game too. I'm like, I'm about to tear it up, girl. Just, one second, you about to get it. At one point, I think I even said, come on! And it just killed the vibe. It really did, because you just looking at me, and she didn't say it, but you could see on her face, it's like, you're not too good at plugging stuff into sockets. That's not good foreshadowing, you know what I mean? I think let's just watch a movie or something. And I'm not gonna lie, it took me a while to get my confidence back up, you know? It took me a while to get my life together. And once I did, once I was more put together and I moved my bed, I put myself back out there. And so I went on a first date with this young lady, and we were gonna go to dinner and a movie. And then on the way to dinner, I pushed a pool door, all right? And like, and there's no quicker way to look like you have an iron deficiency in front of a woman than to push a pull door. Because I had overcommitted, because I'm trying to be a gentleman, right? I'm trying to open the door for her, let her walk in first and everything. So I gave a little push, and we were talking, I gave a little push. I was like, maybe it just needs a little extra pressure. So I leaned into it a little bit more, and when it wouldn't budge, I was like, maybe I need two hands. And so then I put, and so now I'm square with the wall, right? And I'm pushing. And then I pushed so hard that I started slipping. So I was sliding down as I was pushing, and right when my forehead hit the wall, like hit the door, I saw that in little print it said pull. But who puts pull in fine print? That's crazy. And so I opened the door, and she walked in. She was sweet. She tried to ignore it and everything. But then went to the movie and I pulled a push. And like, and like this one, I didn't pull as long as I had pushed the other one, so it wasn't as embarrassing, but it's just like, I really tugged hard. Like, I didn't put my foot up on you or anything, but I was just like, I tugged hard. Your first date is supposed to be you getting to know a person. You know what I mean? And so now I could tell I gave her the ick because we were having a good time outside of those two situations. But then she was like, in her mind, I think, maybe, she was like, he's sweet, but he don't understand doors. And it's like, how do you... And it was embarrassing, but it's like, and I don't know if I should bring it up and address it or if I should just let it go or something, but she saw it both times. Like, she was waiting to get in. Like... So it's not like something she could just ignore. So now, and I wanted to be like, look, I understand. I got a door in my room. Like, that's... But then she was looking at me after the... like, when we went in the movie, like, the rest of the day, she was looking at me like I was slow. And then I was like... I got a door in my room, which does make me sound slow. Like, just... I got a door in my room. Like, that's... That sound crazy, because it's like, am I talking about a closet, or am I talking about the door to my room? That's... And it's just, it was devastating, because, and I get it. Like, I understand from her perspective, because she doesn't want to be out here dating somebody that she got to look out for. Like, I get close to a door, and she got to be like, it's an innie. Like, that's... So I get it, you know? The worst one. Absolute worst one was months later. Okay, so I used to work at a grocery store, right? And I was working one day, and I slipped on some rogue juice. And so it was some spill in the aisle. I slipped on juice, and I fell. And I fell on my hip. And I fell like that. You know when somebody take like an old fall? Like, you know, like that fall where you like, grandpa got one left. Like, that's... It was like that level fall, because I fell on pure hip. It was like hip bone, right? And so I was all bruised up and hurting and everything. And I was like limping for some of the day. And then as I was healing up, because I didn't have health insurance. So I was... When you don't have health insurance, you like, I think I just live like this now. You know what I mean? Like, I... Because by the next day, I was healing up, but my hip was clicking, right? And so it would click whenever I would walk, and when I would sit down, that was three clicks right there. And so it was just, it was clicking nonstop. And I didn't have health insurance, so I was like, I think I just click now. I think that's just a part of who I am as a person. And so, fast forward a couple days later, I'm still hurt, I'm still clicking and everything, but I've been seeing someone. And this was going to be the first time that we hooked up. And so we're about to have sex, and we start having sex. And I'd gotten so used to the clicks that I wasn't really thinking about them anymore, right? And I had been healing up, so I was like, maybe I don't even click like that. But then we started, and I didn't realize I click on the in and the out. Like, I'm clicking nonstop, and it's loud too. It is so, it's so loud because I didn't put on any music. So there's no Miguel, there's no R&B to hide behind. It's just the clicks is all you can hear in the room. And I left my bathroom door open, so now I'm getting click echo from the, because it'll click in the room and click in the bathroom, and there's a click back, right? And I'm like, I'm trying to put in work, so I'm sounding like a horse on cobble. Like, I'm like truly nonstop, because I'm really I'm trying to make a good impression. This is our first time hooking up, so I'm like nonstop. And so then she trying to act like she don't hear. She trying to be polite and everything. She's like, ooh, okay. But she can clearly hear it, you know? And then I'm getting self-conscious, so now I start clicking off rhythm, you know what I mean? It's like, which is just making it worse, because it's like, it's already bad that you clicking, but if you clicking on the one and the three, everybody knows that this is bad. Now, you know what I mean? And so then I was like, she was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. How you doing? How's it for you? And she was like, we should talk. And I was like, all right, that's never good. And then we And then we sat down. She's like, are you, like, okay? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm fine. I just fell. It was some rogue juice in the aisle. And I fell. And then, and then she was like, well, how about we try me on top? And so we did. And then that did not help at all because now it was just, it was louder clicks because it was more pressure, right? So now it was like, it felt like it was her clicks. You know what I mean? Like, now she sounded like a full Paul Revere, right? Like, because she was riding me, but she's also like, like, nonstop. And it was devastating. It was so bad. And that's the only person that's ever ghosted me where I was like, I understand. I get it. I think I even texted her afterwards, like, hey, I understand. Like a month after she stopped her my text message, I just texted her one last time, like, I understand. Like, oh, it's horrible. I don't know if y'all saw the news, but the orcas are at it again. Orcas, if you haven't seen it, the orcas, killer whales, are out here sinking yachts. They just ramming the yachts until they sink and everything. And who would have thought that the orcas would be the ones to step up? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, rich people just be rich in our faces all the time on land. And then they went into the water and the orcas were like, not my hood, dog. Like, it was crazy. I wish orcas had thumbs so bad just because I would just want them to throw up gang signs with their fins. All day. The most recent one was this yacht that was going through the Strait of Gibraltar, and these orcas attacked it for 45 minutes, which must be terrifying, because, like, I would hate to get killed by an orca, because it's like their echolocation, the noises that they make, are so close to dolphins. Like, just imagine you being murdered in the water, and all you hear is like, ah! Gang, gang. This is terrifying. Tearing you up. It's horrific. You know? But they rammed the boat for 45 minutes and then finally it started to sink. Now, I was reading more about the story. It turns out there was no rich guy on that yacht. That yacht was just like in transit. So then when it capsized, the crew was who was in danger. But the orcas didn't attack any of the crew made it out safe, which does make me think even more that this is a money thing. Like, this is, it's gotta be. You had plenty of people right there to chop up and dice on and nibble up, and you didn't. And I'd like to think that, like, an orca nibble, maybe one of them, it was like, oh, that tastes like work. I need supple. That's that workman meat too tough. You know what I mean? But y'all have been amazing. Thank you so much. Congratulations.